This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet on Monday approved an employment-linked incentive, ELI scheme, worth 1 lakh crore rupees, aimed at generating over 3.5 crore jobs over 2 years. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme targets 1.92 crore first-time entrants into the workforce and aims to formalize employment by extending social security.
फर्स्ट टाइमर्स के लिए एक महीने की सैलरी के बराबर सब्सिडी अप टू अ लिमिट ऑफ मैक्सिमम 15,000 रुपीस ये दी जाएगी जो कि दो इंस्टॉलमेंट्स में होगी 6 महीने और 12 महीने के बाद में दी जाएगी इससे एम्प्लॉयर्स को कंपनीज को दे विल बी एनकरेज टू हायर द फर्स्ट टाइम दूसरा इसका पार्ट है जो सस्टेन्ड एम्प्लॉयमेंट देते हैं 2 साल के लिए एवरी मंथ 3,000 रुपीज पर मंथ पर एम्प्लॉय ये एक सपोर्ट मिलेगा और जो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इंडस्ट्रीज हैं उसमें यही सपोर्ट 4 साल के लिए मिलेगा
The scheme will incentivize job creation across sectors with a special focus on manufacturing. Girish Arya, Secretary of Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, welcomed the move, calling it a boost for both employment and productivity. The Cabinet also cleared the National Sports Policy 2025, setting a vision to place India among the top 5 sporting nations. In another major decision, the government approved a 1 lakh crore rupee research, development and innovation scheme to support sunrise and strategic sectors by providing growth and risk capital to foster innovation and technology adoption. Additionally, the cabinet approved the construction of a 4-lane Paramakudi Ramanathapuram highway in Tamil Nadu at a cost of 1,853 crore rupees. The 46.7-kilometer stretch will improve connectivity to key religious and economic centers, boosting tourism in Rameswaram and Dhanushkodi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will visit Ghana, which will be the first tour by an Indian Prime Minister in the last 3 decades. Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, to review the strong bilateral partnership. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program. It was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Digital India has become a people's movement and is central to building an Atmanirbhar Bharat and making India a trusted innovation partner to the world. In a blog marking 10 years of the Digital India program, he said India is moving from digital governance to global digital leadership and from India first to India for the world. India and Pakistan yesterday exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody, the Ministry of External Affairs said. India shared details of 382 civilian prisoners and 81 Pakistani fishermen, while Pakistan provided information on 53 Indian civilian prisoners and 193 fishermen. India has urged Pakistan to expedite the release and repatriation of 159 Indian nationals, comprising fishermen and civilians, who have completed their sentences. It also called for the early return of missing Indian defense personnel and sought immediate consular access to 26 individuals currently in Pakistani custody. New Delhi further emphasized the need to ensure the safety, security and welfare of all detained individuals, including the return of fishermen along with their boats. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India reserves the right to respond and defend against terrorism and preempt as well as deter any further cross-border attacks. During a telephonic conversation with the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, the defense minister said India's actions were measured, non-escalatory, proportionate and focused on disabling terrorist infrastructure during Operation Sindoor. And Himachal Pradesh has been experiencing heavy monsoon rainfall over the past 24 hours. 5 people have lost their lives and 15 are still missing in rain-related incidents in the state today. And in cricket, India, led by Shubman Gill, will take on England in the second of the 5-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham starting tomorrow. Having lost the first test by 5 wickets, India will likely start with a depleted bowling attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.